Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This afternoon on Capitol Hill, lawmakers will begin questioning Democratic House managers and the president's lawyers in the Senate impeachment trial. And the question of whether witnesses will testify is still very much up in the air. Joining us now is Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois. He's also the Senate Minority Whip. Senator Durbin, welcome to Here and Now.
Good to be with you.
And this trial moving into an important new stage today. What questions will you be asking?
Well, I have a question prepared that's based on my work on the Defense Subcommittee of Appropriations and the fact that the administration was notified by the Department of Defense in August that if they did not release the funds for Ukraine's defense, that there was possible violation of law. And secondly, it wouldn't have been possible to release all the funds within the fiscal year. My question, obviously, to the president's team is, once the president was notified that the money was going to be diminished and there may be a violation of law, why didn't he release it then?
What kind of answer do you expect to hear from the president's team?
I'm not sure, because they've suggested that the president just spontaneously decided to release the funds. It had nothing to do with the phone call with President Zelensky and that he was determined to help Ukraine. My question raises the point within his own administration where they were warned that further delay in releasing them would diminish the funds that could actually be sent to Ukraine.
There was another development yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he does not yet have the votes to block witnesses from testifying. And there are some Republicans who want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who says in a book manuscript that the president told him that he held up Ukraine's military aid to try to get that investigation into Joe Biden. Do you believe that by the time the witness vote comes around on Friday that you will have convinced enough Republicans to come along with you on this issue?
There is a glimmer of hope that this just might turn out to be a trial. So far, it's not even close. I used to try cases before I was elected to Congress. We've seen so far, 4 or 5 days of presentation, actually would be an opening statement at a trial. No evidence has been presented. It's been presumed. And people on both sides talked about what the record shows. In a regular trial, that record would have to be presented to a judge or jury and decide whether or not it's admitted into evidence.
But this is not a typical trial. This is a political action more than anything, really. So why do the same rules apply?
Well, the same rules don't apply, but you expect in a trial, and that's what the Constitution calls for, that there will be evidence. Evidence would clearly be documents and witnesses. And I think that started to weigh heavily on the minds of some Republican senators. How will they explain that for the first time in the history of the use of the impeachment clause in the Constitution, there was a so-called trial, but no witnesses showed up?
Now, you have said that you are against a witness swap. In other words, to have John Bolton testify in exchange for Joe Biden. Why is that? Why not?
Well, because this isn't a trading opportunity for members of the Senate and House. As far as I'm concerned, it's a serious matter, the most serious matter under our Constitution. This idea, well, let's bring in Hunter Biden, see if we can spice this up politically. Get down to reality here. The reality is, did that conversation with the president breach his authority in office, and should it result in an impeachment?
I understand you may not like the idea of that swap, but if it means the difference between the American people hearing from John Bolton under oath or not hearing from him, I mean, why not take that risk?
I don't think it's reached that point. It's been suggested by one senator. And let me add, there are 53 Republican senators. So if it's the intent of the Republicans to bring any member of the Biden family before this Senate, they have the votes to do it.
Hmm. We will find out soon whether or not you have the votes to get those witnesses. But there are, in your party, a senator, at least 3 moderate Democrats who might vote eventually to acquit President Trump. You've got Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Doug Jones of Alabama, and Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona. You are the whip. It is your job to get those votes together. Are you confident right now that they will vote with Democrats?
Well, I think many of your listeners may be surprised to learn that I have a job with a title that suggests I do a lot of arm twisting. That's the last thing in the world a whip will do in the Senate if
really
they want to be successful. It just doesn't work, and particularly when it comes to issues of conscience and issues of this magnitude. these individual senators, every individual Democratic senator is on their own. It's a matter of deciding what is best for this country. I hope that we stand together as a caucus, but I respect each and every one of them, whatever their decision may be.
And what would it mean if they vote to acquit? Would it damage the Democrats' message on impeachment?
Well, I think the message is pretty clear as to what the president did and said in that conversation and whether it stepped over some line that most people would agree is inappropriate. Whether it is sufficient to reach the level of impeachment, each senator has to decide.
Quickly, Senator, I know the Iowa caucuses are just less than a week away now on Monday. You have not endorsed yet. Are you willing to do so?
No. I have so many of my colleagues in the Senate running at this point for the presidency and many other qualified people as well. And I'll just tell you that having worked the Iowa caucus for both Paul Simon and Barack Obama, I know it's quite a chore and quite an event. I wish them all well, and I hope we come up with the strongest possible nominee.
Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois and the Senate Democratic Whip, thanks for your time on this very busy day.
Good to be with you.